Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome. I am Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker, psychic. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
Good morning, everybody. Well, today we are going to be discussing psychic destiny. We're so glad you all could join us. First, before we get into our discussion, I want to let everybody know, of course, how to follow us. Join us right here on Blog Talk Radio, or follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter, or is it vice versa? Like us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. The converse, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure how.
Or send us a friend request via our Neil Baker account, which is not the fan page. We would really appreciate you all joining us there. And, of course, if you would like a further discussion with Neil after the show, 562-596-7818. But Neil, on the past couple of shows, we've been talking about controlling your future. Today we're talking about psychic destiny, which is a little bit different. I mean, destiny, creative destiny, first of all.
Yeah, there is a mild, there's more than a mild difference. There's a distinct difference, even though the mildness is in the element of what is really destined, what destiny is meant to be, but can we will destiny? Can we create our own destiny? Absolutely. We can create our own destiny, even though there is also the channel that destiny is in charge of us.
Right. So there is fixed destiny.
Sure.
You know, and can that be transformed?
Well, you know, I kind of look at it. You have a shirt. You can wear it inside out or outside in. You know, there are two flip sides to any form of energy. Just as we have mind, body, and soul. We have a lower body. We have a higher body. We have lower chakras. We have higher chakras. We have karma. We have transcendence. We have things that we obviously can make choices in, and we have things that we obviously have no choice. So the principles still apply to destiny. Is there a preconditioned statement or book or attitude about that what's going to happen has been predetermined? Well, yes, there is a clause, I believe, in existence that says some things are predetermined. Your birth is one. I mean, right there we start off, right there. Your sex is one. That was predetermined. I mean, we can get into a non-God-like dialogue and just say, well, it's just science. It's just biology. It's just the way it is. It just happens. It's chance. Randomness. But still, the very thought that we're having that, we have to get into deeper discussions about what is the origin of the mind, who created the mind, how does the mind come to be, where is the soul, how do we have emotions. I mean, we're not really here to discuss and dissect the origins of existence, although we are tapping on some of those philosophical questions as to what is intelligence, what is destiny, what is willpower, and what is instinct, what is given in terms of what has been written as opposed to what we can write in our own script. And I think destiny holds two lines. One equitable. There are two forms of destiny as long as we're alive. Two unquestionable acts of destiny, birth and death. That's destiny. The fact that we were born, destiny. It's already been established. We were born. We're going to die, destiny. So what happens in between? So we think to ourselves, what happens in between? What do we have in terms of how we define the attitude of what is destiny and what isn't? Well, we didn't have any choice about our parents, or did we? You have to kind of go into a metaphysical region.
Didn't we talk
region.
About this on the last show? We don't pick our parents, according to you, which I agree with. I mean, how can people pick their parents if the parents aren't able to have a choice in who they're...
Yeah. Well, you know...
who their children are, it makes no sense.
Tweedledum, Tweedledee, it's, you know, the chicken and the egg. The attitude of that question and the ultimate solution to the question has to be arranged outside of the premise of we have to get into a convoluted area, if you will, of what is existence and what are the dynamics as to what brought us down here in the first place. And how broad is that conference room upstairs, if you will, whereby a lot of individuals are getting together to determine how they're going to make a placement on the earth, which includes lineage, you know, grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-great-great-great-great, et cetera, grandparents. The lineage goes back. So you cannot define existence with the finite mind. You can't do it with your brain alone. You might be able to tap into some deep region of the brain that unlocks, you know, pineal gland, something in there that moves attitudes beyond the scope of the human dimension, and we get into higher elements of that. Till then, we have to determine what is it on the planet that is destiny. That destiny meaning that's the way it is, no choice. This is what is to occur. And then what is what I would call creative destiny, meaning we get to create who we are. When that process of forever becoming, which I equate with the fabulous combinations of all of our chakras working together and formulating a plan whereby we can self-create ourselves after birth.
Self-create ourselves. So creating our own destiny, we must be of a high spiritual nature, acting in an ethical way.
Not necessarily. We can create our destiny by being brutal without any spiritual process.
Right, but I'm talking about a transcendent destiny, Neil, not a earthly destiny of you know,
well,
fame and fortune. Not to say that people that have fame and fortune.
Transcendent on what level? To be transcendent.
Transcendent on a spiritual level. If we're moving towards a transcendent nature in our being, and wanting to maximize our potential as spiritual beings on the planet, then I would assume that we would need to keep a high level of ethics.
Yeah,
no?
I mean, that's a nice, convenient framework, but spirituality is subjective. What is spiritual to one person may not be spiritual to another. So getting to a philosophical,
right.
I know.
And I think we can all agree on the show what we're talking about in terms of spirituality. I don't think it's a debatable topic. I mean, is, you know, as far as your spiritual nature, is that debatable?
Well,
or
I have my rigid formulated ideas about what spirituality is, even though there's less definition in terms of the energy of that, and creativeness in terms of how I would broaden the concept of spirituality, not just, you know, what one little tiny pathway, but how we define spirituality. I've heard people talk on spiritual levels that I'm astounded over what they would consider to be spiritual. Some people are very, very dark in their spirituality, and it just doesn't conform to my ethics. But we're talking now about ethics and morals and standards and expectations and the adherence to higher powers and what those powers may be.
Since we're talking about transcendent destiny, Neil, I'm just wondering about each of our paths on the planet and what's coded in a birth date. And if many of us are destined to transcend the planet after this incarnation, or are some of us destined to come back, and how many of us can switch that to, you know, is that a creative destiny?
Well, it's a premise that has a variety of colors, and it's very odd, some of these colors. I've looked at myself. I can only speak for myself as a psychic, and I've looked at people's birth dates, and I determine, oh, this person's coming. It's not for me to say, but as far as I can evaluate, I can almost feel, sense, it, calculate whether a person's going to be transcending or coming back.
So,
but that's not to say that I'm trying to act like God here.
Right. Well, in a reading where you're aware that the person is likely to come back, will you still talk about transcendence? Because there's an element of transcendence that's not necessarily transcending the planet, but it's actually transcending the master number that the person's assigned in their specific incarnation.
I believe that anyone on the planet can transcend. Bottom line, I don't care what your numbers are. I don't care what you've done. I believe that anyone on the planet can.
Can.
The principal word here is can. The active verb is can,
right,
transcend.
So the way you might read an energy can be, I mean, it can be a different read maybe 2 years later if someone cleans up their life, for instance.
The remarkable element about being a human being is how we transform. I think that's the essence of life, is the transformation we can make that is purely, it's not an energy of transformation that, you know, God decides, I think I'll push the green button now and watch how Joe Blow changes. Look, he just changed, now he's spiritual. Isn't that delightful? You know, no. There's a certain mysterious element that every human being has that is considered willpower. And those two words are very important. I think the when you instrumentally, when you look at those words, willpower, the most powerful really elements of human existence, of how we exert our will for any given reason. What is it that lifts us out of the formulated plan of conditioned behavior or instinctual behavior? How do we expand on that? And move into an element that makes the human existence very mysterious, very special, and, if you will, miraculous. When we perform, basically it's either in the invention of genius or creativity, art, music, but it's also in the element, the beautiful design of how we are altruistic as human beings and what we will do to sacrifice our lives for another. So I think that, basically speaking, there's a certain willpower. Now, you can take that willpower inwardly and make great sacrifices to strive to be the best you could be. People who have come back paraplegics, who they don't sit in line. They get their artificial limbs. They do what they need to do, and they win races.
They'll become advocates for others that are in the same position.
Same thing.
Right.
Same thing. I think the ultimate aspects of willpower, of passion, drive, commitment, integrity, these are the elements that bring us into a higher favor, and this transcends anything that a birth date has to give us. I don't care if your birth date numbers are all low. I don't care if you're born January 1st, 1911. It doesn't. What I'm looking at is the human breath of the human being, aside from the conditioned statements that their birth date might suggest in terms of certain energy. So as we're getting into this personal destiny thing, we're getting into two areas quickly. One is the lower brain, which is the body, our guts, our stomach, our the way that we drive forward into the earth. Now, that's derived by our root system, which is how we stand, how we find ourselves standing on the planet, as much as the expression of our sexuality, our aggression, our assertion that we have to proceed forward in life.
Right.
And then that's guided by the higher aspects of our chakra system, which involves our vision, our intention, our plan, and what our ultimate motive is. What our destiny is. We create our own destiny. I want to help people. I want to help children. I want to teach. I want to invent something. That's personal destiny. that has nothing to do with God pushing a button and saying, okay, I'll let you do it.
Hmm.
That's where we get to be in charge.
Well, it's encouraging for those of us that don't have the highest master number or the best numbers in our birth date or maybe have some dramatic rise and fall. So it's hopeful. We've got to take our calls, Neil. So,
yeah.
Again, it's a continuing conversation. But, yeah, good. All right. First 951, this is Nathaniel, I believe. Hi.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
5156.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right. What's going on, Nathaniel?
Oh, well, I'm just hopefully I'll be getting a new job here. I filled out an application yesterday. I had already filled out for the job, but I got the guy to recognize my resume, so he actually had it. So.
Good. And I know Neil was talking about June 10th being the date that we would expect to see something come in by, right?
By that date, yeah.
The last show.
Yeah, that was it.
I feel pretty hopeful about this, Nathaniel. It's not a definitive prediction. I'm not making this clear prediction you're going to get the job, but as far as I'm intuitive, psychic, kind of sense the vibrations of the future, I think you're going to get, I'm assuming you're going to get this job. I'm also actualizing it in my own mind that I'm putting out for you a good prayer, a good blessing, angelic intervention, whatever you want to call it, just because you happen to be calling our show and asking for help. So freely, I'm trying to produce an energy that will, you know, we can give the credit to the higher gods, whoever they be, that will help you get this job and, you know, and you move forward in terms of your personal destiny.
Yeah, I kind of was. The job had been out for a few months, actually, a couple months or so, and it was actually Sling Ship they're looking for. They're looking for graveyard now. I don't know. Kind of think that I might get this one, but I'll have to drive about 100 miles down to Riverside to go to their security house, wherever they're, you know, for the interview and whatnot.
So is that where you'd be working every day 100 miles away?
No. It's just to go there once.
That's just the warehouse,
just
like the main?
It's just to go to the main office for the security. It's about 100 miles away, they thought. But it's only about, 15, 20 miles down to Hellendale, and that's the Silver Lakes community. They have some kind of like a country club there called Silver Lakes, and that's they have a couple of man-made lakes out there, I think, and so it's kind of an association, and they're looking for, I guess, full-time or, you know, around-the-clock security. And I applied for the Swing Ship. That's how I told the guy to get my resume, because I had already applied. He was looking for the graveyard one. And I said, well, I applied for Swing Show, and then he said, well, yeah, we already got your application and resume and everything. So, you know, I told him that yesterday. So hopefully, you know, I'll get considered and get the job.
We hope so, Nathaniel. We're hoping the best for you. I know Neil's putting out energy. We know the situation in your home is better than it was a week ago. So that I would give credit to you for, Neil. So, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. And again, you know, the attitude of putting out energy is this concerted effort. It is a concentrated form of activity. And maybe we'll do a show on how to put out energy in that regard, because I think anyone can do that. You just have to manage a kind of a skill. But we all have the ability to put out energy for each other.
Okay, Nathaniel, let us know what happens. Keep in touch.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye. Yeah, and it's always good. I want to remind people, if Neil's working on something for you, let us know how it turns out so he can stop putting out the energy, because you don't want to keep working.
I'd rather not have to keep working. I mean, I wish I was totally omniscient, but I don't always know when the answers come in.
Right.
And sometimes they're not the answers I want to hear, but the attempt is noteworthy.
All right. 425, I believe. This is Denny or Courtney?
This is Denny.
Hi, Denny.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you? 825, good. 75, or 826, 76?
I'm 426, 76.
Oh, 426, 76. Sorry, I got the wrong mark. Courtney's born in August.
That's all right.
What's going on?
I just had a question about, we have a possible opportunity to move to Maine, and I just wanted to ask Neil what he saw about that, how he feels about that.
Well, that's a switch. You're what are you in Washington now? Or
they're in Washington.
Yeah, Washington.
Didn't you hear something about Maine and the school system in Maine? How the kids are really mean. Who did we hear that from?
Yeah, we heard that from. I don't want to mention.
No, but didn't you tell me that?
No.
Okay, but anyway.
Maine came up in some attitude, but
so it's interesting. It's coming up again, but
that was just in another reading. The element here, Denny. Well, Maine. I mean, it's somewhat of a conservative state, and we have to look at it in different ways. Number one, it takes a certain depth of analyzing the frequency of where your geographic changes are, and if you indeed have some karma involved in Maine, which requires a certain depth of time that I may not be able to allot to you on the radio, but if I were just to give you an outstanding impression about Maine, what's the opportunity calling you over there?
It's to own a bed and breakfast, and a piece of land, and ultimately we'd like to turn into like a holistic healing center.
Oh, well, you know, we're talking about the first chakra there. And in that terms of the energy of the first chakra, because we're talking, you know, you're talking about a piece of land, and do you have karma on that land, and what kind of past life energy do you have on that land? What I would basically say to you that, well, okay, I'll tell you, if I have to cross a line, I would say that the energy of moving there would be convenient.
And Courtney's a one, master number.
Yeah.
Which connects to.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, yeah. The energy of going there, it I would call it a convenient energy, meaning that you can make something happen there, and it could be quite fascinating. So I would say ultimately yes. But I wouldn't say that it's destiny. I would say that it's opportunity. And from there's a transcendent channel that where you could activate it. So it's far from being fatal. It's far from being detrimental to your health, body, and soul. It's an activated energy that's giving you an opportunity to self-realize yourself over there as much as self-realize.
Yourself.
Yourself. Yes. Yourself.
You weren't sure who you were realizing.
Yeah. That's something both past lives and past lives. So you self-realize the past of it. The answer is yes. It's a positive sign I'm getting.
All right, Denny.
Great. Thank you,
Creative
Denny.
Destiny. We're on topic.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye. All righty. We've got, so callers, everybody's being so patient in the queue. Thank you so much. And callers that have not pressed 1-425. If you're wanting a reading, please press 1. You know who that is, 425. But for the rest of the callers that are in the queue, you're all going to be receiving a reading, but just keep your place in line, please, so we can get to each and every one of you. 804 is next. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this? Oh, is this Liz? Oh,
this is Liz. Yeah.
Hi, I recognize your voice, but for some reason I blanked on the phone number. 3880, right?
Yeah.
29112. What's going on?
I didn't expect you to get to me this fast. So I'm actually leaving a store right now, but I'm all good now. So
okay.
I wanted to first of all say that I think it's a lot of other callers have said that they love the idea of you guys doing like a show occasionally where you just talk.
So we've been hearing that.
Hopefully you can hear me.
But yeah, it's a possibility that we could do maybe like a month, adding a third show for the week, because I don't think it's something we could do consistently. But you know, because we do want to do two shows a week to get each, you know, all of our callers. But yes,
yeah,
it's definitely
yeah.
something we're considering. So thank you for that feedback.
I am wondering if. If you could tell me if you see a move for me and my husband in the next, I don't know, year.
If I see a move for you and your husband in the next year.
I think they're moving to Maine, Courtney and Jenny. She's in West Virginia, by the way.
35 years old.
Oh, no, Virginia.
Oh, Virginia.
Just Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Do you currently have a dog?
Yes.
Oh.
I have two.
Okay. You have two dogs.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, Liz. I do see a move. The chapter of you moving in a year is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say that the opening of the of that journey and moving in a year is extremely strong. Now, that's one premise. So I could have said no, and I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that the chapter, the energy, and this is a psychic vibration, not just on a hunch, but
mm-hmm.
psychically. The vibration is very strong to move. I think it might be connected to someone leaving. So there seems to be a contingency factor here. Now, is there anybody in your family that's in ill health right now as we speak? Anyone in any problem health-wise?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
One of my animals is...
No. Yeah, the animals gave me the indication that you're going to possibly be moving in a year. That's what gave
uh-huh.
me the indication of that. Is there anybody in the family born in the month, or is there any significance to the month of September?
Yes, many.
Yeah.
There's brothers, sisters, dad... Lots of people in my family are born in September.
Okay. So my as we speak right now, I'm leaning towards you moving in a year. I don't have time to go into more details about some of the finer tunes around that, but yes, right now we're getting the idea that you're probably going to be more or less moving in a year. I've got two validations, the dogs and September. That's just my way of channeling. And right
mm-hmm.
now they both come with a resounding yes, but not yet fixed. It's not affixed yet. It's not locked
yeah.
in quite yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
all right. That sounds good.
That
all right. Well, thank you. It does. Thank
You're
you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye.
Take care. 562-596-718. Thank you, Liz. Moving. People are talking about moving today. Wonderful.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving going on. Well, you know, there's I don't know. You know, it's sometimes that happens in groupings of people.
It does. Often it does.
But
you're right.
You know, forgive me when if the ultimate answer is somewhat ill-formed, the vibration leading up to it is still very informative and constructive, I think, because it's giving at least a person some kind of insight that, oh, okay, so this is something I should strive for, as opposed to...
Exactly, giving it up.
Yeah.
So it's helpful in that regard, for sure. I do want to let the callers know their order, because we've got about 5 people left, I believe, and 28 minutes, so definitely enough time for everybody that's waiting. 206 is next, then we have 760, then 916, 806, and finally 541. So you're all getting a reading, and we have a caller from 203 that just came in. I think 541, yes, is still there. So 203 will be our last. Hopefully we'll be able to get to them with the limited time. Okay, 206, good morning.
Hi, this is Kate.
Oh, hi, Kate. How's it going? What's
good.
Your birthday again, please? Are you there? Birthday, please?
Yeah. Do you need my birthday again?
Yes, please.
9/22/67.
You're an 8 or a 9. I don't ever remember what.
A 9.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, 9. But by way of, I believe, 36, am I right?
Yeah.
And, Kate, what's going on?
My roommate / landlord has been unemployed, and his energy is really dragging me down.
So this is a new place you moved into, right?
Yeah, so I know it's temporary. I just am with him for a couple months, but I don't want his energy to affect me so much. And if he sees, maybe he's getting a job soon to get him out of the house.
And this is who, the landlord?
This is the landlord roommate.
And roommate, yeah.
Landlord and roommate. So he's renting the property, like subleasing it to you?
Exactly.
So his doldrums are getting to you, and he's not working, and it's just wearing on your energy field. Well, part of that is a karmic element coming from the premise that you were married in a former lifetime.
Oh.
Now, not just because, I don't care. Your marriage in a former lifetime does not have to reflect the way you feel about him now. But we're not talking that anything is flowing or flowers all that. There was something unresolved in that energy. And I do believe that in that past life energy, Kate, there was an alcohol problem. So the idea of the present circumstances stems from the root system in a past life from alcohol. Any alcohol manifestation? Anything alcohol in this lifetime?
He does have some drinks every day, but it doesn't seem to excess.
Every day.
But part of his every day.
Yeah. Well, that's measurable. That's measurable. And its root problem is more probably intense than what is immediately surfacing. So there's an element there. Now the contingency of him getting work is also going to be based on what we talked about, personal destiny. If he swallows himself up in depression and melancholy, he could self-destruct. And that would not be a good environment for you, regardless of whether it's convenient for you to be there or not. What has to happen here is self-motivation and self-responsibility and self-reliance. So he has to move forward into that higher zone. And I do believe that if he does, everything's going to be fine. So I would tell you to hang in there right now. I'm going to put out a very fast word for you. And don't only take it as a magical formula right now. But for some reason, I'm seeing the band, the Rolling Stones. You know how Mick Jagger has those big red lips?
Yep.
I'm seeing that image right now. I don't know what it means, not yet. We don't have time to go into it, but I'm putting it out as a vibrational substitute until we get further word on it. But it's meant to get things going. I don't know what that means yet, but
right. Well, that's a high energy band, at least. You know, maybe get the energy going.
Yeah.
We'll see. You can always call the show again, Liz, or you can call Neil 562-596-7818. Okay. We just want to move down this list here. Okay. So our next caller, 760. Hi. Who's this?
Gigi. Hi, it's Gigi.
Oh, hi. Hi, Gigi.
Hi, guys.
How
are you? Good. I wanted to start off.
And I know you're a 3811, too, and then you can talk. I just want to get your birthday real.
Wow. What a memory. Okay, it's 7/17/1958.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. One thing I wanted to say before I ask my question, and that is I was told that, my relationship I had some bumps along the way, and I thought that my relationship was over and done with in the third year. But I was told that it was going to last 4 years, and sure enough, that's what happened. And so just right in the same month when I met this person, I decided, it all came together, and I had been wanting to move on 6 months ago, but it all came together this month, which is the month I met him. So, Neil, I just wanted to say that was right on, spot on.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And my question has to do today with, I was just, as I was listening to the show, I was multitasking a little bit, and I saw an article come across me from a Virgin, Richard Branson, Follow Your Bliss. And I'm very much in that frame of mind in terms of wanting to follow my bliss. So maybe you can give me some insight about that.
Well, following your bliss is a passionate self-discovery. It following your bliss is what gives us the right to breathe and be happy about life. It formulates the excitement about existence. So when you follow your bliss, it's a really wonderful, magical journey, because you get to follow what you're actualizing. You get to follow what you're visualizing. And so in that regard,
I understand the concept, but right now I'm kind of at a crossroads in terms of really honing in on that for myself. And, something kind of keeps coming up for me, but then again I have that, well, I can't make any money from doing that, kind of thing.
Oh, well, there are practical... sometimes we have to balance. You're compounded, Gigi, so your energy is going to be much more convoluted and complicated because the compounded factor that you've established in this lifetime based on past life karma. So you have a lot of past life karma going on, which means that your bliss may be conflicted by what's practical. So you have a practical sense, a rational sense, and if you will, a carefree, irrational sense, meaning that by following your bliss, you may not be able to make a living. So there's a certain grounding of energy that you have to establish, and I would say that you have to have a certain duality in your life whereby you make a living with something practical while you spend the rest of your breath and waking hours exploring your bliss. So you can't have it one way or the other right now. You've got to combine the two and make them work. This is also in your attempt to bring your karma together with your transcendence and have them have a happy medium. So we're talking about the medium of life, which is actually the fourth chakra, which is our balance chakra, and getting into that element. You do have a four element in your energy in terms of 58, which is 13, 4. So an 8 is an actualized number. So I would say to find the medium between bliss and practicality, and to make the two work together.
Can I ask a question? Following one's bliss doesn't always mean that they will be reducing karma. So if karma is something that is needed to be addressed, that's not always in synchronicity. Is that true? which is unfortunate because, you know, a lot of us want to follow our
bliss. But sometimes we have to, the world of karma is, a, you know, you're on your hands and knees digging in the earth. You're not picking flowers and having a picnic.
Playing the flute.
No. So the attitude is that, you know, it's the old pioneer spirit. With hard work comes vision. You know, you have to cut through your karma in order to find your bliss. So expect bliss to be accompanied by hard work, hardship, which you can convert into something positive by your attitude. So hard work can be converted. Hard work can actually be converted into the element of high energy if you are of a higher mind and able to convert hard work into energy.
Is that a lifelong path for me, or is there a point in my life where I'm
compounded? So it's you're compounded, Liz. So Gigi, so it's a lifelong path that your self-actualized energy, because you're an eight at the end of your year, is outstandingly exuberant. There's pleasure in the attempt.
Okay, Gigi. Uh-huh. Well,
thank you
so
much.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Bye bye.
Bye. Okay, 806. Here's our next 203, and then 541. So we've got three left, 17 minutes. So I think we can do this. 541, please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 806.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Sherry.
Sherry. Hi, Sherry. Sherri.
Why?
Why? Okay, and your birth date, Sherry?
4/11/73.
Okay. 26/8. What's your question?
What are you saying around energy that I'm creating for getting into a new relationship?
Okay.
Well, what do I see for energy that you're creating for getting into a new relationship? Number one, before I get into the new relationship, I'm seeing the death of a relationship, something that you buried. Let me ask you something, Sherry. Has anybody crossed over in the last 3 years?
No, that I'm aware of, no. Or that was
that,
close to.
What did she say?
Not that that was close to her.
Did you bury a relationship, so to speak? Did you end a relationship and decide to really let go of one that was tagging along and along, and you finally just said, I've had it, I'm burying this?
There were some family issues that I decided to, that wasn't serving me, so I changed the dynamic on some family members.
So I'm seeing where the vibe I'm getting is coming from. In changing that dynamic, did you have to let go of anybody, reject anybody, sever your ties with anyone?
There is some distance and boundaries, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what I'm seeing. That comes from a deeper element, Sherry, of a past life, where in the past life with that individual, there was a severe death that was it was not closed. There was no closure at the time of the death in the past life. So what you did was you came back to the earth to deal with these matters and put a different kind of closure to them before death, before the literal
before it gets out of hand. Yes, I agree.
So that's what you did. Now, with that in mind, the good news is that you're about to enter, I believe you're about to enter a relationship in about roughly 2 months. I would gauge that there's about 2 months of work left, and you're going to enter this relationship, so we're looking at basically around July, that you will have this new relationship. If I figure this right, if I calculate it right, the contingency is part of on your behavior that you're working, as you said, that you're actively working through energy to get there. If you do it correctly, you're going to have it in July. Incidentally,
okay.
anybody Is July an important month for you or anyone in your family?
No, but energetically, in my mind, something can happen during the between July and October. I'd rather
okay.
it closer to July.
Yeah. Okay, so you and I are discussing these matters on an energetic level, which goes into the process of an omniscient kind of energy, however obscure, but we're trying to manifest it into something that can be actualized. And that,
right.
I think our indication now as we're talking on the line is that we're looking at July as the possible opening up of this new relationship for you, Sherry.
Okay.
Just make sure that you've cleaned up as much as you can. Get that attitude of karma cleaned up. Really explore that in the next 2 months. I think you're doing a good job of doing that now. There might be a little bit left more to do, and then July could be a clearance.
Okay.
That would be our goal.
Okay, Sherry.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. All right. Okay. 541-203 are our last two callers. 541, hi.
Hi, this is Marie.
Maureen? Or Marie?
Oh, Marie. Marie.
Marie. Marie. Hi, Marie. What's your birth date and location, please?
Okay, my birthday is February 9th, 1978, and I live in Bend, Oregon.
Okay.
And I guess
question?
My question would be, everything around me, where I live, is just getting really expensive, and I wanted to know what I need to do to, up-level my life, and also what's blocking me from having the abundance that I want to have or that I have had in the past.
Okay. Oregon's getting more expensive. That's sad. Didn't it used to be less expensive to live in Oregon? And we live in California.
Yeah, to some extent. All the states are getting moving up accordingly. But let me get this straight. It's getting more expensive being where you're at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're wanting to, what was the second part of that?
She wants to know how she can increase her abundance. Is that right?
Like up-level my life, up-level, kind of, the word I'm trying to come up with, I think, is up-leveling, making my life, having the life that I want to live. I'm kind of getting by and working hard for the last, couple years, which previously working hard wasn't really, I've always been a hard worker, but I wasn't struggling for money like I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see rents and prices of houses just doubling. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't even afford to live here or anywhere else, really, because it seems like everyone I've talked to, even other states, it's like rents are doubling and house prices are doubling. So I'm like, okay, well, I just need to double my abundance and double my income generating, But I have felt kind of held back in that way for the past, probably 2 or 3 years. I had, a little money trauma, and I just can't get over it.
Okay, well, Marie, you had a change about a year ago at the age of 36. There would have been a change in your agenda of energy, and you would have experienced that change about a year ago. Just for your own, you don't have to validate that right at the moment, but there would have been a change a year ago. You're 37 years now, and you're about to enter you're entering through the fourth cycle of your master number into the fifth. Now, where in your world have you ever done, and we can be very creative in our answer, where you have ever done any teaching of kids, anything with a teacher attitude, even if it's you train somebody?
Yeah. Well, I have had that a few times. Was it a year ago? It might have been a couple of years ago, but right around 36, I also do energy work. I'm not doing it now because I just felt like I didn't want to do it anymore. But I developed a program where I was teaching people about relationships and helping them get into amazing relationships. So
yeah.
I was teaching them about dating and teaching them about that. But I felt mucky about the energy work I was doing, so I kind of quit doing it, you know.
I understand, but the fact is that I'm attaching myself to you in the element of being a teacher, and you're validating it to me, which gives me some premise to work on. And
yes.
And so you have a dilemma. I can't solve it on the radio, but you have a dilemma. Your dilemma is you're supposed to be self-employed.
Yes.
But that
I have been for years, and right now I'm not, and it's weird.
Yeah, I know. You're supposed to be, but the dilemma is to how do you manifest and activate that into a life-sustaining endeavor where you can be self-employed and be abundantly supply yourself with your needs and utmost standards
mm-hmm.
of living. That's where the element is. Now, some of it is that there's a certain sense that the ocean's rising and you're drowning. So the rents are going up, everything's going up, and you feel like you're not moving with the tide, with the current. You're sinking while the ocean's rising. So there's got to be,
mm-hmm.
there's something that I would suggest is there's something wrong with the lower chakra systems in your system right now that would have to be examined in terms of your root chakra system. There's something in there that has caused a delay in your progression. Now, it could be that it could have started well into childhood and it's creeping up on you once again. There might have been a divorce somewhere. Was there a divorce? Are your parents, are you divorced?
Well, I do have a daughter who I had to support. Her dad pretty much left us living in a car when she was one, you know, and it was devastating being with him he stole all the money and, like, we had to live in a car, you know.
Right. That's a terrible, devastating story, but I'm telling you that psychically I'm picking up that the energy of that is still following you. It's not that you haven't moved from it, but the clarity of your purpose in life and being self-actualized is being hampered by the energy that brought that story into place in the first place and is still haunting you. And we got to get it cleared up. That demands a little bit more work and time than a radio show. But at least I'm giving you direction as to where to hit your problem. That's where your problem is.
Oh, I think you're completely right on. Is there a link on the blog talk to book a session with you or anything?
Marie, no, but the phone number is there, and I can give you that as well. There's no online way to book anything. You need to call directly, and it's 562-596.
Oh, you know, I just don't have a pen right now, but are you just saying it for everybody? But it's on the blog talk thing.
It is on the blog talk site. Yeah, it's in the show description. You'll see it right there.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
And it is 562-596-7818. And I'm going to bring on our next caller if I can get my wheel to stop spinning here on my computer. What is going on?
Thank you so much. That was great.
Oh, you're welcome, Marie. You're very welcome. And I can't even mute Marie because I've got the spinning wheel. Well, this is fun. Okay, I think the wheel stopped spinning, and we're going to bring on 203. What is that song?
The
wheel in the sky.
Well, windmills of your mind.
Oh,
that was more of a appropriate. Okay.
Okay, 203.
Hi, this is Pat calling.
Oh, hey, Pat. Birth date, please.
7/12/53.
What's going on?
63. 53. I'm finishing up a CNA course. I've got a possible job of having my own apartment in a building. Wondering if you. Thank you. It's caretaking a woman in her apartment, and the daughter owns another one. They have to okay my dog living there. And I'm just wondering if you see that happening. It's going to be part-time for now, so I'm also trying to get some other work. There's a possibility of doing cleanup work in the deli after hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's very demanding. It's a very demanding work that you're required to do, and it's giving up a lot of your soul to help others and to do the dirty work, so to speak. But you know, when we're looking at this, Pat, and we're looking at how to move you out of your personal journey from aggravated circumstances of life into something a little bit more breathable, we're on the upswing. So I think that there's finally a chance where you're going to be able to, it's going to feel like you're climbing, and, you know, it's not the most ideal work. The work has a certain karmic content that you're having to work through. But in the process of that, you're not just hitting a dead end. I think you're traveling upward, and you're not, you know, you've still got life left. You have a life left, and you don't have to necessarily despair that you're just working to your bone to the grave. I think that there's an attitude here that we might be able to get high enough in this journey of yours to where you start to feel like there's something called pleasure. And I think that that's coming up. I think that's coming up, Pat. So on the upswing, even though it's still a climb, you're climbing, we're getting closer. We're getting closer to some sense that you're going to find earthly pleasure. You're going to find some pleasure on this planet before you go. So, and we're not even there. We're not at the end yet. So don't worry about that. But I think that maybe I'm thinking that we're going to be on the upswing for about 3 months. It's going to be a climb. And then you're going to say, wow, this feels better. The air is better here, so to speak. And I'm feeling a little bit more refreshed. And then we have a new chapter coming in at that point, which brings in even more pleasure. So we're on the upswing right now.
So what?
We're on the upswing right now. We're climbing, but we're climbing towards a better attitude. It's a better attitude of what's going to be, you're going to be experiencing as you move forward. There's some hope here of something getting better. So just keep
That's
moving
good.
Up. It sounds like your report, things have improved.
Yeah, things have definitely improved. Definitely. So we're really glad to hear that, Pat.
I didn't hear the beginning. I don't know if you specifically said this job, taking care of the woman, the living job, would come through.
Yeah, I think it is going to come through. I'm suggesting that this is probably going to come through.
Okay. Will my dog manage it okay in and out of the apartment building?
I don't know if I'd have my dog manage. You know, my dog, having a dog manage your life is not a good idea.
I think our lives are definitely managed by animals, unfortunately.
No, your dog's going to be fine. Your dog loves you. As long as you pat your dog and you tell him what a beautiful dog he is and you give him a dog biscuit, they're happy. They'll do anything for you.
Okay, and the deli down the road, which is opening up, will I get that job cleaning up after hours?
I'm going to put out energy that you will. So let's just say you will, based on my endeavor to get it in for you.
And we've got 45 seconds left. We've got to close. Okay.
Thank you.
I was just saying to you, what was it? I can't. These animals are so. They've always. Once I let animals into my life, I feel like I'm controlled by them. I mean,
they're very demanding.
They're extremely demanding. I feel like I live my life according to their needs, and I'm glad though.
Well, they demand love. They demand love and attention.
They do. So, anyway, we are back on the air on Monday, 10 a.m. Pacific. Thanks everybody for joining us today. Have a great weekend. Bye.